If you don't seek conventional treatment, chemotherapy, surgery followed by chemotherapy, you have a 100% chance of dying in 90 days. I went from 185 pounds at 6 feet tall to 104 pounds in a wheelchair. This was an inexplicable two-year journey where I would describe myself as being trapped in a prison that was my own body. Over the course of, once again, 40 days, my cancer diagnosis was reversed.
You're cutting through the noise and the confusion and going, biblical perspective, let's look at this afresh, have a conversation, discuss this, and start to be powerful about the stewardship of ourselves, which is what you're inviting us into. So
finding out that the Bible talked about health and nutrition was new to me, even though I read this book every day.
As you know, I am passionate about holistic, faith-filled healing, and I want to share something that's really exciting. My friend, Dr. Pete Sulap, was diagnosed with aggressive stage 4 brain cancer. He was given just a 1% chance to live. After surgery to remove the tumor, he followed a healing protocol that God gave him. And within 90 days, he was completely cancer-free. No chemo, no radiation, just radical faith and practical wisdom. That same protocol has now become a beautiful, personalized program designed to restore your energy, detox gently, and support your body's healing journey through tailored nutrition and lab work. And I believe in it deeply. So I'm partnering with Dr. Pete because I've seen the fruit. It's an investment. And Dr. Pete has kindly offered to provide a discount for anyone coming through our ministry. So if this is something that you need, I encourage you take a look at lizwright.org/wellness because it might just be the breakthrough that you've been praying for. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in for this week's what's going to be an exceptional conversation. In this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And my very special guest joining me for today's conversation. I just want to read you some of his accomplishments. He is known as America's Biblical Health Coach. He is a leading and trusted voice in the global natural wellness movement. He is co-founder of Garden of Life and Beyond Organics. They are supplements that are made from whole foods, and I have used them for years, and they are fantastic products. He is co-founder and CEO of Ancient Nutrition. He is a New York Times bestseller and an author of 31 books. And his latest book, which I've been reading, co-authored with Dr. Josh Axe, is called The Biblio Diet, Healing Secrets from the Bible, which you're going to hear more about. And in it, the authors really decode timeless principles from scripture that will help us all, once applied, live very long and healthy lives the way that God intended for us to live. So he's also survived Crohn's disease and cancer twice, which is just astounding. He's so inspirational. It is my joy to welcome into the conversation with me today, Jordan Rubin. Jordan, welcome.
Good to be here, Liz. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Okay, I want to start by asking you if you would share some of what happened to you. You survived cancer twice. So what was the experience like for you? What happened?
Well, Liz, actually in 1996, actually, I think it was even earlier, maybe 95, I was diagnosed with Crohn's colitis. So this was probably even worse, believe it or not, than my cancer battle, which was in 2008. But as a teenager, on fire for God. I lost everything that was dear to me on this earth. Friends, my family was devastated. I went from 185 pounds at 6 feet tall to 104 pounds in a wheelchair. This was an inexplicable two-year journey where I would describe myself as being trapped in a prison that was my own body. And so this is what ultimately led me to a search for healing secrets from the Bible. And in 2 years, 68 medical experts, I wasn't able to get well until I met a man who told me that if I follow a health plan based on the Bible, I could be well. And that was ultimately what happened. I knew that this was my answer. I had enough faith, probably the size of a mustard seed or so, to have my mom take my photograph at my worst. So if somebody wants to do a Google image search with my name, you'll see perhaps a book cover or that before picture where I look like people describe a concentration camp victim or a starving child in another country. But finding out that the Bible talked about health and nutrition was new to me, even though I read this book every day. And I think when we understand food, agriculture, et cetera, the Bible opens up to us in a new way, which we'll talk about. But after getting well in just 40 days, going from death to life, following a plan I later would call the Maker's Diet, and I would write about it in multiple books, I started companies in nutrition. I shared this message across the globe, in churches, in health food stores, everywhere in between, and went on to really, I think, have an impact sharing a message of health, but mostly hope. And in 2008, what I thought was a hernia turned out to be a cancer diagnosis, which then led to a, I'll say, amazing death sentence slash testimony, which was if you don't seek conventional treatment, chemotherapy, surgery followed by chemotherapy, you have a 100% chance of dying in 90 days. Now, Liz, understanding what you're battling, but to hear a man say 100%, I knew it was a testimony in the making. I mean, let's face it, a 10% chance of dying is terrible. 100% is ridiculous. And immediately when I received that news, I did something that I just felt led to do. I was in an oncologist's office. He left the room with a big stack of papers and folders, coming back with more information. I told my wife to guard the door, and I got on my face. Literally, I put my face on the carpet, and I quoted Job chapter 1, verse 21, and I said, "Naked I came into this earth, and naked I shall return. It is the Lord who gives, and the Lord who takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, in the book of Job, Job did this after he had lost his wealth and possessions, his children, and then his health. And I'm not saying this is a system. I'm not saying it's a process, but it's a way to submit yourself to God that is very unique, because people can get on their knees, but if you put your face on the ground at a doctor's office in a strange place, there's something incredibly humbling about that. And I really just was submitting to God's plan. I quoted that verse and had a similar posture about eight times in my life when there's circumstances beyond my ability to handle them. And I want to fast forward here because there's a lot to cover, but that started my cancer healing the same way the before picture, that act of faith, having my mom take my picture when I was 19 years old, those sparks fanned the flame of healing. And over the course of, once again, 40 days, my cancer diagnosis was reversed. And this was after me firing two oncologists. I never went back to see them. I worked directly with laboratories, followed a physical, mental, and spiritual approach to healing, and overcame that, I'll say, by the blood of the Lamb and the power of my testimony. And so in the Biblio Diet, which, believe it or not, has new, fresh revelation, even though I've written dozens of books on biblical health, those of us who read the Bible know this is a living document, because no matter how Many times we read it, the words on the page leap off, or if we're listening to an audio Bible, it resonates in a way during times and seasons that we could never imagine. And what's interesting, Liz, the Bibliodiet has revelation that is new from the Maker's Diet, which was written almost 22 years ago. But even since the Bibliodiet was written, I've received new revelation from the same Bible. And it just blows my mind that God, I think, hides things from us in plain sight for such a time as this. So the Bibliodiet, the subtitle, I love because I think it's going to mean something to everyone listening and watching. It is going to help you live long, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer with healing secrets from the Bible. And I know people all over the world, particularly in America, need this message now more than ever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people are just sick all over the place, aren't they? The communications that we get into the ministry, there are so many people that are unwell. It's absolutely on time. And so the content is your story. Some of it's your story, isn't it? And it's all the findings, all the revelation, all the experience that you have as a result of walking out your own healing journeys, which makes it extremely personal, actually. And I love, I have to say to you, I love the lens that you provide us with, where you say this sort of the central truth is really that wellness is about spiritual responsibility that we all have. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We actually house God. There is a way that God intends for us to give and to live, and you provide a lot of that blueprint. So for those of you that don't know what the language means, can you give us a summary, Jordan, of the essential components that you would say are the pillars of wisdom that make up the Bibliodiet? And obviously, it's extremely helpful to adopt the lens that you provided for us, which is to look at ourselves this way. We have a spiritual responsibility. It gives us our power back, actually, to be able to partner with Jesus and to steward ourselves this way. So can you give us a synopsis of what this is about, what the essential components are that we can all adopt straight away?
First and foremost, even though the Bibliodiet has the dreaded diet name in it, this is a body, soul, and spirit program to transform your temple. To your point, Liz, Romans 12, 1 and 2 are very central to how we need to live on this earth. And the scripture says that I urge you to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, as your reasonable, or as one translation says, your spiritual act of worship. And then Romans 12, 2 tells you how to do it. No longer be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, Liz, my hope is in the next few minutes, we can transform the minds of believers, because what I'm here to tell you is the Bibliodiet is not a book written by me and Dr. Josh Axe, my co-author. This is a book that illuminates God's plan for our health. And if you believe God's word, if you believe the Bible is God's word, I'm going to tell you that what I'm about to share is something you need to implement in your life. This isn't me talking. This is what God shows us. I will say this for those who insist they don't want to go on a diet. My answer is you're already on a diet. Yours just stinks. And here's why I say that. The average person consumes 14 to 17 foods over and over again. It's not as if we are buying 10,000 foods that are available in our grocery stores. We eat the same junk and we're paying for it. We have more disease. We're on more medicines. And I mentioned the metabolism and longevity and reducing pain and depression and cancer, the percentage of churchgoers that are battling one of those conditions or situations is massive. It's well over 50%. But I'm here to tell you that the Bibliodiet is the only plan on earth that recommends, not just allows, recommends you eat red meat, bread, dairy, salt, and fat. I'm going to tell you that the world and its experts have lied to you, and that the Bible tells us These foods or groups of foods are highly beneficial and prized. We'll get into that in a moment. I'm also going to share with you some powerful prayers and declarations. We're going to talk about fasting, which some have called the healer within. We're going to talk about using mindset as medicine and how what you say is just as important as what you believe. In fact, what you say is arguably what you believe. So the Bibliodiet is something that will give people, believers or not, a roadmap of how they can eat and live by the book. And again, if you're a Bible believer, I'm going to challenge you with a few truths that you must agree with if you believe the Bible is the Word of God and they've been hidden in plain sight all these years, which is why we call them healing secrets from the Bible.
Fantastic. Okay. Please unpack them for us. I mean, obviously, you talk about beliefs, attitudes as essential. Knowing how there are some of the things I gleaned from your book, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to sit in that for a few months. Like obviously the food groups that we eat that are natural, like you're saying, nothing that's processed, nothing where man has intervened with that. So the natural food, the correct thoughts, beliefs, attitudes of mind, regulating your nervous system as well. That was the one that I thought, oh gosh, that's massive. Learning how to live in peace, in rest internally. These were just some of the essential components that I thought, golly, they are life-changing. It's life-changing biblical wisdom. So can I hand back to you and just ask you to unpack for us these areas and additional components that you just think are absolutely essential for our lives?
Absolutely. So let's start. There's two revelations, and it is hard to get these out in a short period of time, but I'm going to try my best. Number one, I was walking on our farm in Middle Tennessee. So we have a regenerative organic farm. We practice regenerative agriculture, which is very biblical. And me learning about farming opened up the Bible in a way that I never dreamed possible, because most of the parables, so many of the stories and history have a backdrop of agriculture, which some people will say delves into financial, which it certainly does. But I was walking and I was talking to our farm director while I was writing the Bibliodiet. And I said, boy, wouldn't it be great if the Bible told us exactly what to eat every day? Because there's been books written about health and nutrition as it relates to the Garden of Eden and later the post-flood time period. And all of a sudden, as I'm saying it, I remember, wait a minute, there is a passage that tells us what to eat every day. And it comes out of 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 22 and 23. Liz, I call it the wisest meal on earth. So if I ask any youth Sunday school class in churches, if they even have Sunday school anymore, I know they don't much. They did when I was a kid. Who's the wisest man who ever lived according to the Bible? Solomon. Who's the richest man who ever lived according to the Bible? Solomon. And who's the king that lived in the greatest period of peace, 40 years to be exact, as a king? Solomon. So if you are the wisest man on earth, and according to the Bible, Solomon knew everything about science, about animals, plants, and humans, and he could buy anything he wanted, he could afford it, and he was living in peace, so he wasn't on the run, he could relax, and he chose his daily provisions to be essentially bread, red meat, and poultry. Now, did he eat olive oil? Probably. Was there some fruit? Likely. Maybe some veggies? Sure. Nuts and seeds? Perhaps. But Solomon ate bread and red meat every day. That's what he fed to his court, his inner circle. But yet, modern wisdom says these foods are dangerous. Jesus referred to himself as the bread of life. Red meat was absolutely essential to anyone who could afford it, from the two instances where angels or hosts of the Lord were fed the fatted calf, the angel of the Lord prior to the destruction of Sodom, the Gabriel, when he was speaking to Samson's parents, they were going to kill and prepare a young goat, which Gabriel didn't end up eating. And then later on, even in the parable of the prodigal son, when he comes home, they kill the fatted calf. There's no doubt that red meat is highly nutritious, containing minerals like iron and zinc, vitamins like B12 and B6. If you've heard of creatine for muscles, red meat's got it. Carnitine for the heart, carnosine for the immune system, glutamine for the gut. You know, Liz, red meat is a multivitamin wrapped in a burger or a steak, and we've been avoiding it because of the erroneous lies that saturated fat is bad for us. Here's another example. I'm just going to go rapid fire here. I was reading the book of Job, which some of us kind of glaze over because it is a very, very long poem, is what they call it in literature. But in Job chapter 29, when Job was talking to his friends during the midst of his illness and loss, he says, "When I was in my prime, the streets flowed with cream and the rocks poured out olive oil." This is not allegory. I take this to mean that I should be eating cream and olive oil in my diet every day. But then also think about this. If cream and saturated fat are bad, then why would we use expressions like, "Hey, he's the cream of the crop," or, "Well, you know, the cream always rises to the top." Liz, we need to use a combination of the Bible and common sense and logic and stop believing this nonsense to where in the late 90s, early 2000s, we're throwing away egg yolks and making egg white omelets when the Bible says they compare something to an egg white and say it tastes disgusting. I'm going to spit it out. So Solomon's Provisions, the wisest meal on earth, tells me you should be eating bread and meat. Then the question remains, what kind? Now, clearly, eating white bread, I'll say it in your words, Liz, probably it's rubbish. I used to say the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead. I think if we eat bread the way that it was likely prepared in the Bible, which would be sort of a whole grain sourdough, think of a big, crusty, delicious loaf that you get in Europe and in fine bakeries, and we eat red meat from animals that are raised properly, you're going to be very healthy. And we tell you how in the Biblio Diet. We're not going to say what to eat every single meal, but we want you to be able to understand what foods to buy, how to prepare them. And best of all, when I wrote the Maker's Diet 22 years ago, I had a very hard time telling people where to find the foods I recommended. It was like, order this goat milk yogurt from this one lady in Austin, Texas. Now, every food I recommend is available at grocery stores. It's available at Costco. It's available through mail order. This is approachable. It's even pop culture. So that is something I want people to understand. If you want to be healthy, eat the wisest meal on earth. So many people I talk to say, "I'm trying to be healthy. I avoid red meat and I drink oat milk." The Bible didn't say that the promised land was the land of oat milk and sucralose. They said it was the land of milk and honey. So again, the question is, what kind of milk and what's the best honey? We're going to tell you all of that in the Biblio Diet. And by the way, we're referred to as the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Don't tell me salt is bad. I'm going to tell you that salt is really good. But again, you want to consume a higher quality salt because there are foods available today that are in the same form that our biblical ancestors consumed that allowed Moses to live to 120 years. And the Bible says his eyes were not dim and his strength was unabated, which means he could have fathered a child. And it gave Caleb the opportunity to say, "At 85 years old, I am stronger than I was 45 years ago and ready to conquer giants." That's the kind of health we can have with the Biblio Diet, Liz. Giant slaying, long living, earth shattering, world changing health and longevity.
I love it. If we'll just do it God's way. I mean, for lots of us, your content is going to be challenging and stretching, but it's biblically based truth, isn't it? And so I think it's very important for us to get a copy of the book and do a deep dive and be powerful and sit with Jesus and research. And also a lot of what you're saying, of course, is based in current science, you know, in current nutritional science. And then, of course, you're encouraging us to follow biblical protocols, including emotional, you know, protecting our emotional well-being, like following principles like forgiveness, letting go of bitterness, really regulating our nervous systems, learning how to do that so that we can come back into inner rest, living from a place of inner rest. So we're really stewarding our whole being, body, soul, and spirit. That's what I love. It's like you're looking at the whole person. Yes, you're doing a deep dive biblically in terms of how we steward ourselves nutritionally, but you're looking at the whole person to say, this is the optimum state. This is the blueprint for how God actually designed us, created us to live. We've just, like you said, been lied to. A lot has been lost in the mist of time. You're presenting it again to us in a very cohesive way with a lot of compelling truth and a lot of evidence, because you're a living miracle. You live this.
That always helps.
Yeah, it really does. It's authentic. You know, you're saying, here's my testimony. Here's the science. Here's the deep dive theologically. Here are the medical facts. Have a look at it yourself. Be powerful. And I love that. It's very needed. It's very on time, like you said, because we have sickness everywhere, particularly in the body of Christ. There's a lot. And so
yes,
it's time to get well right. There is a real hunger and a movement now for wellness, for truth. And I think that's what you're doing as well. You're cutting through the noise and the confusion and going biblical perspective. Let's look at this afresh, have a conversation, discuss this, and start to be powerful about the stewardship of ourselves, which is what you're inviting us into. So, so amazing. Can I just ask you, we have about 2 minutes left. Could I ask you to pray for people and finish?
Sure. Before I do, I left out the second amazing healing secret from the Bible. I call it healing leaves, and it comes from Ezekiel 47:12, Revelation 22:2. It is by far the most talked about portion of the book, and the book's relatively new. If you are interested in learning more, we have a free chapter 14 of the BiblioDiet, Healing Leaves. If you will visit thebibliodiet.com, you can download that. Certainly, I'd love you to read the book, but Healing Leaves could be a missing link to your health journey. And I would love to pray. Father God, I thank you that you have the exact person listening or watching this program right now. I want to speak to that person in faith and say that the answer to your health is the great physician. It's Jesus. So I pray, number one, that whoever's listening that is battling cancer, or maybe it's heart disease, maybe it's an autoimmune disease or osteoarthritis, maybe osteoporosis, maybe it's a bowel disease, maybe it's Lyme disease, or it could be someone who's the parent of a child diagnosed with autism, or someone battling diabetes or skin conditions, so many named illnesses, but there's one name above all names, Jesus. So I pray right now for the person who's listening and watching, that they would imagine themselves healed, imagine themselves well. God instantly heals, but sometimes he uses mud. Sometimes he uses a fig poultice. Sometimes he uses a dipping in the water seven times advice. But I believe right now that if someone will imagine, use their faith muscles to believe that by his stripes, by your stripes, Lord, they are healed. I pray for complete and total healing. I think about the testimony that's going to come from this exact moment. God's healing can go over YouTube or podcast platforms just the same way as if Jesus was right there and you were touching the hem of his garment. So I ask for an increase in faith for people to believe that what the doctor said is a lie, and the truth is that they will overcome by the shed blood of the Lamb and the power of their future testimony. We speak healing. We speak life. We speak faith in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, wow. Feel the presence of Holy Spirit. Amen. We agree. We agree. And I just add to that, I pray that from this moment, if you are suffering in your body with sickness, that you will be hardwired. A supernatural gift of faith will bubble up inside you that will be the foundation of your life going forward from here until you experience the full manifestation of your healing. By his wounds, you were healed. You are healed, and we believe it. And grace for stewardship of your beautiful body, your beautiful being, that you would live the life that you were created to live. Amen. Amen. Jordan, thank you so much. Thank you for persevering. Thank you for sharing with us the treasures, the depth of relationship that you have with Jesus and the treasures that he has given you along the way. You're an inspiration. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure joining.
And guys, thank you for giving us your precious time. I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.